Gold, silver, and copper. The traveling student, Hans Isebrich, often stopped in at old Mr. Stoyley's house in Chagoons. Here he was always made to feel welcome. One day, Isebrich said to his benefactor,
"You're a good man and have always been very kind to me, even though you yourself are poor. I would like to show you my appreciation and make your life easier. At Preselands, there is a buried church, and in it there is a treasure. There's a chest in the vestry with three compartments. The first compartment is full of gold. The second is full of silver. And the third compartment is full of copper. I am not allowed to take any of the money, but you can take as much as you like. But you can only take one type of metal, and you are not allowed to speak a word."
Stoyley agreed to do it, and the two of them walked to Preselands that night. First they came to a cave. They went in and walked through an underground pathway by candlelight. Finally, they found a church steeple. They climbed in through an opening in the belfry and descended to the church below by way of the steeple stairs. Isebrich opened the vestry door and they found the chest. He opened the lid and motioned to Stoyley that he should start taking what he wanted. The poor man was so frightened that he couldn't even stretch out his arm to pick up the money. Isebrich tried to give him courage, but it didn't work. In the end, he closed the chest again and they climbed back out. When they finally got outside, the traveling scholar said,
"You are the most stupid man I have ever come across. You could easily have become rich without the least bit of danger to yourself, and you didn't take the chance."
Later, Stoyley went back to try his luck again, but he couldn't find the entrance.